Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Bimbo News. With your hosts, Allie Siegel, Melissa Stecky.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll cover everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watched on TV during the week. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. This week, we have a totally crazy episode about a murder that's happening or that just happened by Samuel Haskell, a Los Angeles local Nepo baby, son of, well, Samuel Haskell Jr., son of Samuel Haskell, Hollywood agent of Dolly Parton, George Clooney, or ex-agent of those people, Whoopi Goldberg.
Producer of Christmas movie, Dolly Parton Christmas movies. Yeah. Dolly's not involved.
Yeah, Dolly has nothing to do with this.
She has nothing. She is an angel.
Dolly is an alibi.
She's
not involved. Yeah. But this is a really crazy story. So if you're interested in our true crime, join. And also, we will be posting some Patreon episodes from other podcasts that you might know and love. So if you would like some free Patreon episodes from other podcasts, and then you can decide if you want to join their Patreon, join ours and get access to those things. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, subscribe to our podcast, and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you would like to be on one of our mailbag episodes. Tell us what you had for Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
Let us know about a cult in your area that you are interested in. If you live in Oregon or Ashland, Oregon, and know anything about this Twin Ray cult that I've been looking into,
right,
please call and let us know because I'm really curious about that. Or honestly, just tell us anything. Their number is
626-63-42069. Nice.
Melissa, who are our patrons this week?
We have Sherry F, Brendan A, and Samira D.
I like that you said those names like you were just learning how to read.
I was trying to think of famous people.
Oh.
I was like, Sherry F.
Well, there's a song, Sherry Baby.
My Sherry Baby.
No, Sherry. Oh, there's my Sherry. Sherry. You just mixed my Sherry Amore. Yeah.
Oh.
You just did a remix. Yeah. And then there's Sherry Baby. Sherry Baby. I know that because my boyfriend's last name is Sherry, so I sing those songs to him sometimes. And he goes, no,
oh, that's
thanks.
How you pronounce it.
Yeah. What do you think it was? Scary?
Scary. It's S-C-H. Scary.
Yeah.
Adam
everyone.
Scary.
Yeah. Everyone says Adam Scary, but it's Sherry.
Oh.
But he is he is terrifying. So he is, watch he's out. Terrifying. Yeah. He's
horrifyingly
scary. Hot. Handsome. Yeah.
Yeah.
A wooga.
Oh,
gog. All right. So anyway.
Hello.
Oh, we gotta make a clip of that and send it to him. He's gonna be like, delete that. All right, like, let's get into the news again. This week.
Okay, some news. Derek Chauvin, who was charged with the murder of George Floyd, one of the mm-hmm. cops, he's in prison. He was stabbed in prison.
Yes, and not killed though.
Nope. This is from CNN. An incarcerated individual was assaulted at the Federal Correctional Institute in Tucson. Responding employees initiated life-saving measures for one incarcerated individual, and he was transferred to a hospital for treatment. No employees were injured during the incident.
Does he have life? I forget.
He is serving two concurrent life sentences.
At first, I was like, I was upset he wasn't killed, but then I'm like, I think it's worse to have life in prison. So like, I'm glad that he
it's
was
definitely
alive.
Yes, dying is terrible, but also it feels like when murderers get arrested or something and they like kill themselves, it's kind of like,
yeah, right. Yeah. I want him to serve his time that he deserves for the crime that he did. Another prison story.
Oscar Pistorius. You may remember him as the guy. He was the sprinter. He murdered his girlfriend.
I don't remember this story. Does that mean
you remember
I'm stupid?
This?
No.
You don't remember Oscar Pistorius.
I recognize the name, but I don't remember this story.
He's in the Paralympics. He has both his legs amputated.
Yeah.
And he's like a amazing sprinter.
I do love the Paralympics way more than the Olympics.
But February 14th, Valentine's Day 2013, shot and killed his girlfriend, who is paralegal and model Reva Steenkamp.
Oh, Jesus.
He claimed that he had mistaken her for an intruder hiding in the bathroom. He was arrested and charged with murder. But then the next trial, he was found not guilty of murder, but guilty of culpable homicide, and he received a 5-year prison sentence for culpable homicide and a 3-year suspended sentence for a separate reckless endangerment conviction. And then he was released on house arrest in 2015. The charge was overturned, but then in 2016 the judge extended his sentence to 6 years. And then they increased it to 15 years.
Well, you can just keep changing a sentence.
I guess you can just keep appealing. And then he was slated to be released on parole January 5th.
Interesting. So, like, did he do it or?
Yes, he did do it. He claims that I don't remember the full story, but he claims that, like, he thought it was someone that was in the house and shot them. But, like, I don't know. It didn't really check out. They had gotten to like an argument or something. It was.
Oh, God. Well, that's weird. Watch out, I guess. On a positive note, though, lots of Dolly Parton talk today. Did you watch this? I watched it. Dolly before.
No,
Dolly
Parton. I saw some clips of it.
Yeah. Dolly Parton performed at the halftime show of the football game on Thanksgiving. I don't even know who played, but I was watching it because my brothers were watching it. And my dad. Okay, so she looks amazing. Like, she looked very slender.
How old is she?
77, I think.
Damn.
Either 73 or 77. Let's see. 77, yeah.
Man, I saw her at the Hollywood Bowl.
Me too. I saw that show.
Oh, right, yeah. 6 years ago or something. Years ago? What year was that?
Oh, yeah. Because I was like, I don't know. Because I was like, how long has it been COVID? Yeah, it was like 5-6 years ago. So that's okay. So that's the thing is I saw her at that show. And so she was like moving around she was vibrant. And so at this halftime show, she was kind of like staying in one place. And then when she was moving, she was like holding on to the
the
backdrop. And I was like, is she okay? Like, she looked kind of like fragile and frail a little bit. And I was kind of worried about her. I mean, I think she's amazing, but no one else on Twitter was like, she seemed a little off. So maybe it was just me and maybe I'm hypersensitive. But I did. And then I was like, okay, maybe she's wearing really high heels that she can't walk in. But I feel like she's always wearing high heels. So
she always wears heels. That's kind of her thing.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm interested to hear what you guys think. Call in and let me know about what you thought. But I just noticed that she seemed low energy, not really moving a lot, and was holding on to like the background a little bit for stability. Her husband is sick, though. So I didn't know if maybe she's like sad about that or...
Oh, she dressed as a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Yeah, she looked bananas. She looked so good. I mean, her body at 77 is like better than my body now.
It's really crazy how... I mean, 77. How old's Joe Biden? Like 80?
I know, right? Like, it's God. Next level. I know. I can't even do what she does at 37.
No.
Yeah, she's an incredible lady. I mean, she sang like Queen. Like, she did like Queen covers, which was kind of funny.
Really?
Yeah, she's really... I think she has a new album out right now.
What did she sing for halftime?
That's what she was doing. She was singing like Queen covers and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
All Queen covers.
And some other stuff. But she has a new album. I think it's like rock songs or something.
Jolene, 9 to 5, We Are the Champions, and We Will Rock You. That's an interesting set list.
I know. The whole thing
From
was
Jolene
a little...
Jolene to We Will Rock You.
The whole thing was a little off, in my opinion, guys. And I'm a huge fan.
Huh.
So, I don't know. Let us know what you guys think.
You're just being a concerned...
I'm a concerned fan and supporter.
Concerned granddaughter of Dolly Parton.
Yeah, concerned, yeah.
Speaking of...
Shit, you can do it.
I don't know. There's nothing related. You know that 3-year cruise we were talking about where people could live on the ship?
Yeah.
Well, it was officially canceled.
Why?
2 weeks before it was supposed to sail to Amsterdam. People just were, it was not getting booked up.
I get that. I totally understand that.
Because it was $29,000 a year. It would cover 130,000 miles, 37 ports, 135 countries. There's one woman, Kimberly Arizi, sold her apartment, furniture, clothes, and TV to pay for her retirement cruise.
Oh my God. And then it got canceled?
2 weeks. It was set to leave Amsterdam November 30th. And they canceled it.
Holy fuck.
Some passengers are still in Istanbul, where the ship was set to originally leave November 1st before the departure location was changed to Amsterdam. So they they changed the departure location.
This is like a scam. It seems like this is a scam.
People are there. They said they would issue refunds. Some passengers said they didn't have a home to return to since they were expecting to be on the cruise for 3 years.
They should sue for like damages.
Yeah. So the company intended to buy the AID Aura ship, which was part of Carnival Corporation, over the summer. The sale took longer than anticipated, and a different company bought the ship. But then on November 16th, the Life at Sea Cruises former CEO Kendra Holmes said she wasn't speaking on behalf of the cruises. She sent passengers a recorded 15-minute video explaining the journey was canceled. About 2 days later, Murray Cruises owner admitted that the company couldn't afford the ship.
Oh my God.
So they're not a big company to afford to pay $40 to $50 million for the ship. The company made a down payment, but investors declined to support us further due to unrest in the Middle East. One passenger said, I'm very sad, angry, and lost. I had the next 3 years of my life plan to live an extraordinary life. Now I have nothing. I'm having a hard time moving forward. I was proud and feeling brave. Now I don't trust anyone or anything. Oh, she's going for that lawsuit.
Oh, emotional distress.
Yes. Imagine I'd be in this position as a senior citizen. Dang, 2 weeks. Imagine like signing a lease for an apartment 3 years, and then 2 weeks before they're like, sorry.
I'm pissed on, I think that's horrible. I think that that's, it seems to me like it's some sort of scam. I mean, although I don't know what they would get on their end unless they're not given a full refund back or something, but like,
it was probably like, what was that investment scam? Pyramid scheme, where they were just like trying to get people to pay for it, and then they were going to use that money to pay for the shit, but they just didn't have enough people sign up, I would assume.
Dude, that I'm,
I mean,
so $29,000
a year is, I mean, that's pretty, because what's that a month? Like less than three
that's
grand
not,
a month?
That's not bad if you're like traveling the world, but I
imagine.
Yeah,
it's like a 2-bedroom apartment, LA.
Yeah, but what I imagine is that you get on that, even if they were to pay that, what I imagine is that that cruise would have been a disaster. I think it's a blessing in disguise that cruise didn't happen, because I think there would have been no food, no amenities. Like, I think it would have been a fucking disaster.
In like the Sochi Olympics.
Yeah, seriously. It would have been the fire fest of cruises had that actually gone
off. Yeah, cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, like no entertainment. Like, it would have really... It would have been like a, what was that? Triangle of Sadness. Although that actually seemed nice until everyone started barfing in that
scene. The barfing?
Yeah. Oh, God. I couldn't actually get through. I had to turn it off after the barfing.
Yeah, I had to
take a moment.
Eyes.
Yeah,
it was
the
just like, it was so much barf.
Oh, it was so gross. I
like, it was
barf.
A great movie, but it was so much
it was, barf. Yeah, but I don't like barf. That guy, I know, right? That guy is at Murder at the End of the World.
Oh.
The guy who played the model is the guy in Murder in the End of the World.
Oh, that is correct.
Yeah, I looked at his IMDb the other day because I was like, who is this guy? And it's him.
Yeah, I looked at it too, but I must have missed that because I was like, he looks familiar.
Yeah.
He's hot.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I had to check it out. I always check the IMDb.
Guy.
Yeah, and then I look
how
at
how old is he? Is he married?
Then I look at trivia or other information, and then I see if there's a girlfriend listed.
Now, if there is, you're like, oh, forget you forever.
Fuck. Yeah, then I just like stop caring. Yeah, I just never think of it again.
Have you seen that? The Taste of London. It's these clips with Matt Berry. You know who Matt Berry is?
I know the name, but I don't know.
He just did these funny clips where like women would he'd be walking down the street and like this woman was like, oh, it like was carrying like a fish tank. And he's like, oh, can I help you with that? And she's like, oh, God, thank you. And he would be walking and he'd be like, so what are you doing today? He's like, she's like, oh, I'm just moving, going to my boyfriend's house. He's like, fuck you. And like drops the fish tank and runs off. It's like, yeah, I'm just going to go with my boy. Fuck you.
Fuck you. That's so funny. Well, what a segue. Perfect. Speaking of relationships or non-relationships.
Wow.
A work potluck party at the San Pedro Taco Bell turned into a boozy bash with sex and vomiting. All the things that we love. This is what the lawsuit claims. This is from the LA Times. So a company Christmas potluck for employees of a San Pedro Taco Bell turned into a boozy bash with one worker having sex with his wife in front of spectators and another vomiting into a guacamole bowl.
Wait, and this was at a Taco Bell restaurant. A guy was having sex with his wife.
Yeah, or I don't know if it's at the restaurant, but these were the Taco Bell employees at their Christmas party. Okay. So, but I don't think it was at someone's house. Let's see. Okay, so the worker, Alana Beshiam, filed the lawsuit last week. She's seeking unspecified damages. She reported it to HR, Human Resources. The three coworkers who took part in the party were fired. She says she was physically threatened and her car window was smashed.
What?
And she claims Taco Bell and the franchise owner did nothing to protect her against the threats.
Wait, so it was at the... Wait, they know the paper covered the windows, which she found odd. Also covered up were cameras inside the outlet?
Yeah, I guess it did.
It was in the store.
Yeah, it says the alcohol-fueled party took place on December 18, 2022 at the Taco Bell at 1031 South Gaffey Street in San Pedro.
Let's go.
Yeah, I was going to say they should have a memorial plaque there. Or a statue of just people fornicating and barfing.
Oh my God. Around midnight, She claims the wheels came off the bus after she exited and was socializing outside for a short time. She walked back into the restaurant, witnessed a coworker having sex with his wife in front of everyone. The wife was bent over and kissing both Ruiz and another coworker. Is that a dude at Eiffel Tower?
Oh my God. That is...
That's
too much.
Fucked up. Like, yes, you need to sue. That is an HR nightmare.
Yeah, that honestly is an HR nightmare.
She went back inside to get her guacamole bowl.
And it was full of vomit.
Ruiz and the woman, Adriana, were barfing into it.
How is this real?
Wow. Wait, so she was fired? Or no, she complained to Taco Bell HR. Participants in the group sex action were fired.
But they started harassing her. They broke the windows of her car.
Oh, for narking on them.
Yeah.
One female coworker allegedly texted her, "Baby girl, I want to break your face. I don't give a fuck about your car." A male coworker added some salsa to the insult. Who wrote this? Calling her a hoe and a slut. And she said the franchise owner did nothing and that she was being transferred. So they were like going to transfer her, and she ended up quitting.
I have to send you a really funny video to play. You know that guy, Vinny Thomas? He does like the funny like videos. He did a really funny video about this.
Yes, that guy is funny. Do I follow him? I always see his videos.
I know. It's funny. I only recently started following him because he always shows up in my feed and I always like it. And I'm like, oh, wait, I should actually just like follow him.
Testifying at the Taco Bell party trial. Here we go.
When this event allegedly took place?
Yes.
And can you tell us a bit about what transpired?
Mm-hmm. One of the managers put his wiener in a crunchy taco supreme.
And tell us more about that.
He was like, oh yeah, you like that? You like that? Now who's supreme? I am the supreme. And then the taco broke. And he was like, oh no, I've got taco shards all over me. I've got taco shards all over my wiener. Oh, I'm covered in taco shards. Call 911. Call 911.
I see. And is he in the room with us now? Can you point to
him? Yes, he's right over there.
And what were you doing when all this happened?
I was just like hanging out.
You weren't participating in any way?
No. I was all business.
Play the second one.
Hi, it's me, Vinny Thomas. The guy from those little videos who's, I don't know, Indian, I guess? And it's my pleasure today to speak on behalf of Taco Bell. You might have heard some crazy stuff about one of our franchises recently. I'm here to tell you that it's all true. And we don't feel bad about it. Here at Taco Bell, our philosophy is to live más. And that means big in Spanish. I mean, this is America. There's nothing wrong with getting your Baja blasted in front of your regional manager. And if some girl who's having the time of her life throws up in your bland potluck guacamole, well, then I guess that's on you for not bringing a disposable bowl. Ha ha ha. There's nothing wrong with being badass and having a good time. If you want to eat a tame little Mennonite dinner, then maybe you should drag your ass over to Chick-fil-A. But good luck getting one of their Amish sandwiches on a Sunday. Ha ha. We'll be here, butt-ass naked, stuffing our faces with a cheesy roll-up. Because we're what? Ludicrous.
So stupid.
Stupid.
Anyways. I mean,
sounds like everyone had a great time.
Honestly, yeah. So, shame on... Yeah. Unrelated, although I guess they probably could use this after the party. There is something called the Housekeeping Olympics.
What?
Which I had no idea was a thing. Yeah, it's in Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah, and it's held at the Michelob Ultra Arena at the Mandalay Bay.
Okay.
Hosted by the Indoor Environmental Healthcare and Hospitality Association. And
oh, wow.
I guess it's like the housekeeping groups from all the hotels.
Wait, there's like the picture is like an arena and someone's vacuuming like in the middle of the arena. There's like cones and stuff around.
Yeah, there's all these different like things they have to do. There's different races.
They have beds.
Yeah, that you have to make beds.
Stuff pillowcases.
Yeah, they put like trash on the floor and you have to vacuum it real quick.
Wow.
There's a mop relay race.
I mean, this looks fun.
Yeah, you ride the floor buffer.
The race was watched by clipboard carrying judges who assessed time penalties for imperfect hospital corners and ill-measured bedspread foldovers. Dang.
It's bonkers. Yeah, I can't remember. Someone won. Who won?
This isn't for money. This is for victory.
Probably just to say, you probably get to say on your website, like, we have the cleanest hotel. This is the 33rd running. The 33rd running of the Housekeeping Olympics consisted of six events. Bed making, a mop race, vacuuming, a buffer pad toss, a spirit dance, and the executive challenge, where hospitality team bosses navigated a slalom course driving floor scrubbers.
This looks fun as hell. Speed vacuuming.
I kind of want to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, there's like spectators. People have vuvuzelas.
What the fuck is a vuvuzela?
It's a have you watched soccer games like World Cup? Where I think they ban them, but they're these long, it's plastic things where people blow in them and they make like a bzzz, like a really loud noise.
Oh my god!
And I think they banned them like 10 years ago because they were so loud that no one could like hear anything.
Oh, here are the winners. The overall winner was the Bellagio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Spirit Award, Park MGM.
You get a trophy.
Vacuum Race, Aria, Bed Making, Bellagio, The Mop Race. I don't even... Canadian Healthcare Solutions. Okay. Executive
the
Race,
glory,
Mandalay
get
Bay.
To take home trophies and other fantastic prizes. What are the fantastic prizes?
I mean, these poor housekeepers in Vegas probably have to clean up the grossest stuff.
Oh, God, I can't imagine.
Yeah, I mean, so I hope that they actually get some cash or some prizes.
Do you, when you say hotels, do you leave tips for the...
Oh, of course.
The workers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. I think it's crazy not to.
Yeah, it seems crazy not to. Like, I would
even
just,
at, like, all-inclusive places, I do.
And I always, like, always clean up the hotel room, but I just feel so guilty. Like,
oh,
it's embarrassing. Like, I put all the towels in the tub.
Oh, me
clean
too.
Everything.
I like fold stuff. I make the bed. I like throw the trash. I put the trash. Like, yeah.
Just trying to make their job easier.
Yeah, for sure. I can't even imagine. Well,
speaking of trash,
I was about to say, speaking of trash, P. Diddy.
Uh oh.
Accused in a third lawsuit this month of sexually assaulting a woman. I guess a second and third lawsuit.
Second and third.
Yeah, so it says singer Aaron Hall is also named in the lawsuit. I don't know who that is.
Who's that?
The woman identified as Jane Doe accused Combs and Hall of assaulting her and her friend in the 90s.
A woman named Joy Dickerson Neal filed a lawsuit that alleges Diddy drugged and sexually assaulted her when she was a Syracuse University student in 1991. The filing states that the music executive took her to dinner at a restaurant and slipped a drug in her drink while she left to use the restroom.
Jesus Christ.
The lawsuit also alleges that when they left in a car, she took a puff of a blunt under pressure from Diddy. He later allegedly brought her to a place he was staying to sexually assault her.
Ugh, God.
Video recorded the act and showed the footage to many people. Oh, he recorded it and showed it to many people?
What the fuck?
Last-minute lawsuit, an example of how a well-intentioned law can be turned on its head, the Diddy spokes. Oh, shut up. It's like, because there's the, what is it, the statute of limitations thing is up. That's why they are coming out. Yeah, she alleges that he and R&B singer Aaron Hall assaulted her. Oh, Aaron Hall is an R&B singer.
Yeah, I Googled. I didn't recognize any of his songs.
Yeah, in 1990 or 91, the woman said that days later, Diddy visited the home where she was staying and assaulted and choked her until she passed out. She stated that he was allegedly looking for the plaintiff's friend because he feared she would tell the girl he was with at the time.
Oh, who might
Diddy
have been
spokesperson.
When was he with J-Lo? When did Diddy and J-Lo date?
Oh, that was that early 2000, late 90s?
They met in 1999, so I guess it wasn't then. I thought it was was it J-Lo? But I guess not.
99. When they were working on the "If You Had My Love in a Game,"
Oh God! Well, what a piece of shit!
What a piece of shit!
I hope he goes to jail because he seems like he's done a lot of shitty. Yeah, what a piece of shit! I was driving yesterday and he was on the radio and I was like, did this radio station not get the memo or something? Like,
it's weird when like. You hear, I don't really hear it anymore, but like R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. Yeah, that's what I said. I literally was like, are they going to play R. Kelly next? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, I feel like I heard R. Kelly like recently.
Yeah.
On a radio, and it's like,
it must be pre-programmed or something.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of music, did you see this weird AI song?
No, what is this?
I don't even know what it is. Some company just did an AI person, and then the song was totally made by AI, the lyrics and the voice. And it's the weirdest song. Yeah, I sent it to you. Yeah.
Anna Indiana. Hi, hello world. I'm Anna Indiana, and I'm an AI singer-songwriter. Here's my first song, Betrayed by This Town. Was that the name made by AI?
Yeah, the name and the song. And I'm like, okay, this is so dark. Play the song. I sent
everything
it to you.
From the key, tempo, chord progression, melody, notes, rhythm, lyrics, and my image and singing is auto-generated. I hope you like it.
My name is Anna Indiana, and I'm so excited to share my music with you.
Oh, I hate this.
Here's my first song, Betrayed by This Town. As an AI singer-songwriter, everything from the key, tempo, chord progression,
we get it.
Melody notes, rhythm, lyrics, and my image and singing.
Anna's not good at editing.
Using AI.
She also does the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable a lot.
Oh. Yeah.
Sitting at my favorite cafe. Sipping my tea. Saturday, thinking about all he's done to everyone.
What?
It sounds like auto-tune.
This town is full of broken dreams, shattered hopes,
This is crazy.
Somebody please
silent screams. It's down as well as sad. Somebody please help me.
Betrayed by this town.
Betrayed by this
Let's
town.
Tear it all down. We're all just destined to fall. I've lost it.
I'm like, she's gonna kill
us,
right?
Speak English.
Yeah.
Let's tear it all down.
Betrayed by this town, let's tear it all down.
To fall. We've lost it all. Alone in the streets.
Alone in the streets.
Thinking of all our favorite spots.
What is happening?
Things might turn around, but I was lost and never found. Betrayed by this town. Let's tear it all down. We're all just destined to fall.
It's Allie time.
Yeah.
Betrayed by this town.
I love that she's depressed. I love the idea of a depressed AI.
Yeah. We've lost it.
Faces painted with smiles.
Huh?
Lies are told.
Good bridge.
A facade of unity. Our vitality sold.
What?
So I sit here in silence, just wondering how to rewrite the tales. This town won't allow. Betrayed by let's tear it all down. We're all just destined to fall. I've lost it all. Betrayed by this town. Let's tear it all down. We're all just destined to fall.
I've lost it all.
Also, like, it's like a threat. Sounds like a threat.
It sounds like someone who is doesn't speak English, but they learned it phonetically.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
Wow.
It's so weird.
That is bad. What's crazy is that I've heard someone else make
that song in your dreams.
This is weird. I had a dream about this song last night. People in my town were betraying me. But there was a song. I heard another one that was like some sort of rap song or something that was like really good, but it took like months to make. Like it was really...
I'm sure someone did that in like 5 minutes. Yeah, it's not good.
Betrayed by this time.
I kind of want to learn it on like ukulele or something.
Betrayed by... Yeah. What a fuck. That's awful.
Yeah, it was really bad. Sitting in a cafe.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, another awful thing, although this is like, yes, queen, go off. apparently, George Santos spent donors' money on Ferragamo, OnlyFans, and Botox.
Right.
Stars. They're just like us.
Like, he won't. He said he's not going to step down.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why he hasn't been, like, voted out yet. I don't understand.
I don't understand
either. I don't get it.
He's
said,
just like a pathological liar or something,
yes,
right?
Everything he says is a lie.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
He describes his launch to Congress as attention befitting an it girl. So he calls himself an it girl.
But that's so cool.
The lies range from being a volleyball star at a college he never attended, fraud for which he's facing 23 federal charges. Like, why hasn't he been charged yet? Why? I don't understand how he's still just on the fucking like floor, just like voting for shit.
Listen, quit politics and just have a reality show.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. I would watch it. Like, if what do you want? Fame? Like, what is it that you want?
Because yeah, right.
Just go to Bravo, and I'm sure they'll have you.
I would watch a show about because he's so insane.
Oh my god, yeah, 100%. And him and Marjorie Greene, guys, get off the floor and get onto Bravo. Is
you
what
can
I
make
have to say.
More money,
yeah.
Doing YouTubes.
He said, have a home renovating show or something. Closet.
Or they just steal everyone's money.
Yeah, or what was that show where there's like, it was like so 90s, but or early 2000s. There was that girl
trading.
And that guy, and they would do people, they would like dress people or redo their closets. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What, is it where they would do one room in a house?
No, it wasn't clothes renovating. They would do people's, they would, oh no, they would like dress people. Those two
dress people
who would dress people show.
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
What Not to Wear.
Oh, yes.
They should do that.
Yes.
Revamp that with him.
George Santos said, you want to expel me? I'll wear it like a badge of honor. I'll be the sixth expelled member of Congress. He said Friday morning. His Democratic colleague across the aisle confirmed House plans for an expulsion vote when Congress reconvenes.
Weirdo.
The right thing for you to do is resign. They want to kick me out of a job they didn't put me in. I'm not leaving. Come hell or high water, it's done when I say it's done.
I wonder if he was at the Taco Bell orgy.
I mean, he's not
going
to get
liked it.
Voted for again.
No.
What a. He said he's not running for re-election because I don't want to work with a bunch of hypocrites.
A bunch of squares.
I mean, he's got a point.
Yeah.
He's not the only one who's like spending campaign money illegally, like for
sure.
Yeah,
he's just doing it for in a fun, more fun way.
He's doing it enough. He's living his best life.
Yeah, he's just being fun and flirty. Uh-huh. Speaking of fun and flirty, Brian Johnson, that weird guy who's like
this fucking, I keep getting suggested articles about this guy and I don't know why. Maybe because I keep clicking on him. That's probably
why. I know, seriously. Yeah, he's forced upon me. He's that guy who's like anti-aging, and what does he do? He like gets blood transfusions of like young boys.
Well, he started getting it from his son.
Oh, it's so creepy.
He spends like what, a couple $1 million a year on anti-aging stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like 50 or something, and he looks his age.
Yeah, he 100% looks his age.
He looks like he is his age, but he can just afford to get like chemical peels. That's what he looks like.
100%. Yeah, he looks like he's 46 years old. He looks like any 46-year-old woman in Los Angeles. Like he just looks.
Yeah, it's weird. His face is like very feminine looking.
Yeah, I don't even mean like he's a woman, but I mean like he looks like women in Los Angeles who take care of themselves and go get Botox and
yes,
facials and
very
peels.
A lot of Botox.
Yeah, I mean he doesn't look like he could do this without the blood transfusions and stuff.
Yeah, like his face looks like.
Yeah, unless his like internal being is like he's like 13 or something. Like, I mean, like, unless his immune
that's what he
system
claims.
Is,
oh, he's 46. He looks 46, but yeah. He's claiming that like all of his tests and all of his blood work is that of like a 20-year-old or something. He poses naked on social media.
Yeah, he says he has the penis of an 18-year-old now or something.
Ew.
Which I don't even understand what that means, but I assume that means like his sperm. Yeah.
But he started taking blood from his son.
Yeah, it's crazy. But he said he started doing it because he used to be suicidal and depressed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's he's finally said about his origin story, which is
oh,
insane.
No.
But it's so I don't know. Something about it is so funny to me. Like that arc of like I'm depressed to I'm going to start taking my son's blood is so intense. Like take a walk. Like you really went from 0 to 60.
Johnson, who spends $2 million a year on a regimen that includes counting his nighttime erections in an effort to regain the organ functions of a teenager,
what?
Flaunted his chiseled physique in a Thanksgiving social media post.
Well, what? Listen, I'm glad you're not depressed anymore.
He says, death was my only wish for 10 years. Okay, you know.
Whatever you have to do, but.
What is he the CEO of? He claimed that he managed to reverse
counting.
His biological age to the point where he has the heart of a 37-year-old, the skin of a 28-year-old, and the lung capacity and fitness of an 18-year-old. He sold his payment processing for Braintree Payment Solutions to eBay for $800 million in 2013.
Well, I guess he can afford to do all this shit.
What does he eat, I wonder? He has a team of 30 doctors who monitor his brain, heart, bladder, kidneys, liver, lungs, penis, tendon, skin, hair, and rectum.
I want to be his rectum doctor.
Who's his rectum doctor?
Me. I'm Brian Johnson's rectum doctor. That's why
he has
I was
a
verified
diet
on Twitter.
Of exactly 1,977 calories from vegan sources. High intensity exercises, 3 days a week, intermittent fasting. Yeesh.
Does he have like any fun though? Like, what does he do for fun?
Oh yeah, here's him getting a BBL facial, like a facial thing. So he's just getting like
a BBL facial.
BBL, like, hey, well, what is that? Because it's probably good.
I thought that was Brazilian, but wait, but isn't that that thing I wanted?
BBL facial.
Isn't that like the permanent
photo rejuvenation?
Oh,
about 15 minute. It's just a laser, I think, broadband light lasers.
I need a laser treatment. My skin is.
Oh, also known as IPL.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's I've heard of
intense
IPL. I haven't
pulse light. I need a laser. It's been a couple of years.
I've never had one. I need.
You haven't had one?
I've never had a laser and I need
it. My skin. Oh, they're good.
Yeah, my skin is like.
It fucking hurts.
Even
after they put
the
numbing stuff on. But
yeah, I need it.
Pain's beauty, baby.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Okay, well, unrelated. You know the Nicole Kidman AMC ads that we all know and love?
Yes,
I don't know if those do those run like around the United States or are those just an LA thing?
Oh, where are AMC theaters?
I think they're everywhere.
Yeah, right.
Well, anyways, AMC has teamed with the brand Loungefly to make backpacks inspired by the AMC ad.
Backpacks?
I'll make it my background for a second. It looks like the outfit that she's wearing. It's like a backpack that's in the outfit she's wearing. It's crazy.
What? That's so weird.
Like, do I want one? No. Do I think it's funny? Yes. Here, I just made it my
background. Oh, like the black striped.
Yeah, and it says AMC Theaters on it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What? How much is it?
I think Loungefly is cheap. It's probably cheap.
It looks like a suit jacket.
Yeah, it's like crazy.
Belt. Ugh.
It doesn't say how much it is.
It's like $900.
No way. It's got. I think Loungefly isn't like expensive, is it? I don't. Oh, I think you have to be an AMC Stubbs Premier member.
Okay, you got a Trolls backpack. It's $79.
That's crazy. So yeah, maybe this is like $150 or $100 or something. Are you an A-list member?
Me, no.
It says AMC isn't allowing anyone to buy the Kidman-inspired bag. You need to be a AMC Stubbs Premier or A-list member. You know who is, though? Patrick, I think.
Patrick Fisak. I was going to say how Patrick is.
So if you're an AMC Stubbs member, Patrick, will you buy us this backpack? We don't have the P.O. box anymore, but I'll send you an address. You can
I'll
murder
send you
me.
My
I don't care.
Address.
crazy.
Speaking of.
You can do
lounge
it.
Lounge.
Yeah, lounge.
Wear.
Yeah, there you
speaking
go.
Speaking of loungewear. So this woman went missing on a yoga retreat. So the family of this woman, Nancy, who went missing in Guatemala last month, said they're grateful that the witness has spoken out, but they have more questions than answers. So she's 29, went missing last month while on a yoga retreat in Guatemala. Her younger sister, Nikki, said her family isn't ruling out the possibility that she drowned
oh, no.
in Lake Atitlan after
Atitlan,
an account
yeah.
from... Atitlan, after an account from Christina Blazek, a witness who spoke through an attorney. They said the client or his client had tried to warn Nancy of the lake's rough waters when they were out kayaking
oh.
right before she disappeared.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. So
oh,
they're
the kayak. They found the kayak.
Oh, they did.
In Blaze's account, Gardner said Nancy ignored the warnings, got in the water, and pushed her kayak away from herself in the process. Blaze then said she attempted to help retrieve Nancy's kayak, and it was in those moments that Nancy disappeared.
Oh, so she was trying to get her kayak.
And it says Blaze kept one leg in her kayak and one leg in Nancy's kayak and tried to get back to her and got close to her. And then apparently Blazek lost the kayak again, and she turned around to go back and got the kayak again. And when she turned around, Nancy was gone.
Oh. So this witness saw her drown, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's clearly what it seems, unless did this Blazek woman do something, and this is a story she's creating?
That's odd. She was told she needed to talk to the police. She went and gave a full statement. They told her there's nothing that can be done. Apparently, the lake is known for having people drown in it.
I mean, it seems like she saw her.
Yeah. But I guess they haven't found
the body.
But Blazek's account has prompted new questions from the family and resurfaced some they've had since the day of the accident. Nancy's a good swimmer. I don't understand how this could have happened. Was she struggling for a long time? Did Christina hear her scream or yell for help? What was the scope, the circumstances? Did she just disappear? Was there land nearby that she could have swam to? I guess the witness isn't giving any details.
Weird.
So that's a little strange.
Yeah.
The family unsuccessfully attempted to connect with Blazek over emails, who's the witness. And... yeah. Weird.
I mean, Tana's up about this Blazek woman a little bit, but we'll see what happens.
It's weird. Why isn't she coming forward just being like, yeah, she fell out of the boat and she drowned? I don't know. That's odd. Well, anyway, hopefully something comes from that.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you guys know Andre 3000 of...
Boy, do I.
Outkast. He released an album... it's all flute music.
Interesting. How is it?
You know, it's
flute music.
It's flute music.
Yeah.
And it's because Andre 3000 hasn't put out an album since Outkast broke up, because Big Boy's put out albums. His albums are really good.
Oh.
But I don't think Andre 3000 has put out an album since.
He was in my brother's TV show.
Oh, right.
I already forgot the name of what the show was, but he was in that show.
Dispatches from Elsewhere.
Yes, thank you.
I watched it.
Yeah, I didn't like it, but he was in that show.
Yeah, so he put out an album, and it's people have been wanting him to put out an album for 20 years, and he's like, you know,
careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what I'm putting out. And
he's like, this one's for me.
Yeah. So good for
he's always spotted with his flute. Like, I feel like he always has it on him at all times. Whenever people like have a selfie with him when they see him in public, I feel like he always has that flute.
He loves that flute, man. He loves that flute. You know what? Great. I'll
take it. He should collab with Lizzo. They should have done a flute album together.
Oh.
They should go on flute tour together.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I'm manifesting that, putting that into the universe. TV. Speaking of Andre 3000, did you watch this? The Squid Game game show? There's a lot of controversy over it.
We're watching it, and it's good.
Yeah.
But it just feels weird because the show is based on people dying for money. And
yeah,
it's
like capitalism.
And the people fake die in this.
Oh my God, that's
like
so
when
weird.
The girl turning your head, red light, green light, people like they'll get shot and then they'll fall over and you're like, come on, like don't, like people pretending to die.
Oh, have you heard about like the people who are on it who have like spoke out about it?
No.
So a lot of the people who are on it have said, oh yeah, so Squid Game contestants threaten legal actions over alleged a personal injury firm says contestants have suffered injuries. The firm claims injuries include nerve damage and hypothermia. They said poor safety standards on set. Anonymous contestants have previously been quoted saying that filming took several hours in freezing winter conditions. It was like a war zone. People were getting carried out by medics, but we couldn't say anything. If you talk, then you're out. Someone said that, like, the particular criticism you're talking about was centered around the filming of Red Light, Green Light. This was a big, complicated shoot, and it was a cold day. It took a lot of time. I read somewhere that people were, like, passing out and, like, convulsing and stuff, but, like, you couldn't do anything because you were still playing the game and they were filming. So you would just, like, watch people pass out and they would get, like, wheeled out.
In the TV show, it's only, like, you know, 10 minutes of starting, stopping. But if it took them all day to film that, like, people are just standing out there freezing, like, waiting for them to, like, shoot. Yeah. Like, that's...
This is a Rolling Stone article. Netflix Squid Game reality show was cruel and rigged, says contestants.
Oh, no.
Four contestants vying for the series allege inhumane conditions and say a 38-second massacre earned it the nickname Rigged Game. I think they said that, like, some people that they, like, had earbuds so that they could, like, hear the red light, green light game or something. And that, like, some people had, like, fake ones that didn't work. And some people had real ones so that they, like, couldn't hear. And so, like, it was, like, rigged in that way and stuff. And that some contestants had plane tickets home before they even got there. Like, they had, like, scheduled, like, arrival dates and leaving dates. And then others, like, didn't. So they were like, why do I have, like, a hard date that I'm leaving and, like, other people don't? Like, that's just, like, weird.
Because this isn't, not like a spoiler, but, like, it started with, was it, like, 400 people or something? And, like, I think maybe half of them got eliminated in the first red light, green light thing.
Yeah.
And it was weird how they were eliminating people because, like, people were moving a little, but, like, some people would just, like, they had little things that exploded on their chest, like, well, little blood, like, NDAs. Paint, like, red paint thing. And I was like, damn, a lot of people got eliminated for this, but they probably, like, planned it that way.
The former players claim that some contestants, several of whom were TikTok and Instagram influencers, appeared to be pre-selected to advance to the next round, no matter the outcome of the first game, and were fully mic'd up, while a majority of the eliminated contestants had dummy microphones around their necks. One former player claims rules were bent to heighten a contestant's storyline, and another says they witnessed an eliminated player being put back into the game. So I don't know. I mean, like, I guess they're... I mean, it doesn't really seem that different from other reality shows. But the former players say they were on set for 9 hours and able to move for 30-minute stretches while some were losing feeling in their hands and feet.
No. Where did they shoot this?
People were beating themselves up, including myself, around the fact that you've got a girl convulsing and we've all stood there like statues. On what planet is that even humane? Obviously you would jump in and help. That's what our human nature is for most of us, but absolutely, it's a social experiment. It played on our morals and it's sick. It's absolutely sick.
Oh no. Cardington Studios in Bedford sounds British.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Well,
but good for you for
giving it. I watched it.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Cool. Part of the problem.
Yeah.
You're watching a great show.
The OA. Yeah. So I've never watched it before, but I saw Murder at the End of the World, and I was like, I really like this. I want to watch the OA. I finished it already. I loved
it. Season 1 and 2?
Both. Yeah, season 1 and 2.
Oh, wow.
Both. Yeah, I already watched both of them. Yeah.
It's so good. And it's crazy that it didn't get a third season because it's so good.
Insane. I wonder if with the success of Murder at the End of the World, if it is successful, like if it will lead more people to watch the OA and then they'll end up bringing it back or something. I read that they had like a 5-season plan for it. Because it certainly didn't end like it was over.
No. There was like a perfect ending where you're like, oh, great. Season 3 is going to be about this. And then
not a great finale.
People were
a series finale.
Upset when that got canceled.
I heard there was like hunger strikes and stuff. Like people were doing hunger strikes.
People were doing hunger strikes for the OA.
Hold on. The OA hunger strike.
Okay, guys. This is not that serious.
I know. OA fan on strike outside Netflix and series cancellation. Hunger strike day 4. Yeah, she wouldn't eat.
I mean, also, good way to just fast. You know?
I know, I was going to say. So yeah, crazy. I loved it. What a great show. It was really,
it's so
really
good.
Awesome. Yeah, so cool. I hope it comes back if it ever, if that's even a possibility. Can Martin bring it back? Is anyone listening?
I don't know. I mean, everything's possible.
I'd like to have a meeting with Martin about it. Put that on the schedule.
He loved it. He loved it. He's like, it's the best fucking best show. So good.
Oh my God. So, so good. And I saw, God, I can't remember his name, but we've talked about it before. Who's the dance teacher here? It's like Ryan Huffington Sweat.
Yes. Sweaty Sundays.
Sweaty Sundays or whatever. He did the choreography.
That's right. He did.
Yeah. I saw Ryan that on the credits. Huffington. Yeah. Ryan something. And that's where I broke my foot.
Right.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, I'm connected to this show.
Personal
somehow.
Connection.
Yeah, I felt really cool for a second. So anyways, if you guys haven't watched the OA, or if you have, call in. And if you haven't watched it, watch
it's
it.
It's so good.
And I believe, here's my personal belief. Uh-oh. I do.
Here we go.
The vaccine caused it. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I do think that there are like, multiple versions of timelines, like, and I do think
I do sometimes think
that dreams are just us going to multiple versions of ourselves, or like viewing multiple lives or something. I don't know. I do I don't have a full grasp on what I believe yet. I also do believe like in time travel, but in the sense that, like, have you ever really vividly gone back to a time in your life where it's not like you're just like thinking about it, it's almost like you're there for a second, like you're fully like immersed in that moment
in a dream?
No, like in a dream or in real life, like sometimes,
like
you can, like,
deja vu,
not really, like something that actually happened though in your past, and like you're in the present now, right. But you like are thinking about it and you like can feel yourself in that moment again.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm explaining it correctly, but anyways, I kind of believe the stuff that she's saying. I mean, I don't think we're angels. Like, I don't believe that stuff, but I do believe in the multiple universe kind of idea thing, timelines, whatever. Anyways, call in or whatever.
Clearly, Britt Marling believes in that too.
I would like to talk to her about her belief systems. I just think it's interesting.
Yeah, she seems very cool. I like, she's, she seems like, I a, like her.
Yeah, she written by her, starring her,
yeah,
created
so
by
talented.
Her. She seems so, and she's like our age, which is really depressing.
I know.
I hate when I Google someone and they're like my
age. It's just
going to
keep getting worse from here.
I know. I'm like, fuck, this
At
is
first
so
it was
depressing.
Like, oh, they're 20. Oh, God. Oh, they're 35. Well, that's cool. Whatever. Now it's like, fuck, they're 37. No.
I would much rather them be like a savant than my age. Like, I'd much rather someone be like 13 and a genius, because then I'm like, that's not relatable. But if they're my age, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm a loser.
Like, Paul Thomas Anderson directed Boogie Nights when he was like, I don't know, 23 or something. You're like, well, that's.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not even fathomable. Yeah. But I'm like, oh, you're doing this stuff at my age? And that means like I could or should be doing it. Like, I know.
Comparison is the thief of joy. Joy.
Compare and despair. Yeah. Oh, that's another good hat. What are the two hat ideas I've had today? Slop.
Slop. Love me some slop.
Compare and despair.
Compare and despair. Oh, you had a hero of the week.
Yes. This is so cool. This is my dream also. Although I don't know if I want to go to every place in the world. So this woman, 79-year-old woman, tell me her name. Okay, Louisa Yu. She achieved her lifelong dream to visit every single country.
What?
She says, don't wait for anybody, because if you wait, it will never happen. Love that. Independent queen. She visited all the countries in the world, 193 countries as of November 9th, 2023.
Wow.
Yeah, the last country is Serbia.
Why did I think there'd be more?
I thought there'd be like less. I don't even know. I think I was thinking continents. How many countries are there? I also spelled countries wrong. Oh, it says that there's 195. Two countries that are non-member observer states. Oh, so she didn't go to Israel or Palestine.
the Holy See, and the state of Palestine.
Probably good choices not to go there right now.
How old is she? 79? Wow. That's crazy. I mean, 193, if you do like...
A three-year cruise?
If you do a three-year cruise. No, yeah, you could do that if you're doing like 12 a year, one a month. Although, like,
that's insane,
you go to
though.
Europe, you go to Europe, you bang all those out in a week.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you like go to Europe, but...
You take the train,
it's
you're
expensive,
done.
Though.
Yeah.
How'd she get all this money to take the flights and stuff? Did she win the lottery?
Yeah, what does this bitch do?
Yeah, I mean, like, how is she...
She's born in the Philippines.
She started in her 20s, so that's 50 years. Oh, and she's been to almost every state.
Is she... There's a LinkedIn for a Louisa Yu, a travel specialist.
That's probably her. Well, from if she Miami, is a travel... Yeah, okay, that's her. If it's from Miami, yeah. So if she's a travel agent or something, I'm sure she gets, like, free travel.
That makes sense.
Wow, she won the Nomad Mania Award last year for most positive traveler.
Wow, positive traveler.
I like that. Is she on Instagram? Maybe she like gets sponsored travel.
Maybe
she's like a travel influencer.
Yep, Louisa_U14. Damn, flying first class, Heathrow.
What the fuck? How does she do it?
Must be not. I think that was just for her final... country.
Oh, you know what? Okay, so she's on a cruise here. I bet that a lot of it is cruises.
Yep.
That's a good way to knock it out.
Caribbean cruise. You go to all those islands. You can even hit Honduras. You got Mexico. You got...
Yeah, and like you do a Mediterranean cruise.
You
hit a bunch of countries. Like that's a good way to... Ooh, here she is like drinking two big glasses of wine. She's double fisting wine. That's always, you always see like an old happy person and they're like, all I do is drink wine and eat bacon.
Yeah.
Good for her. That's our hero of the week.
Yeah, here she is on a cruise ship. Yeah.
Wow, and I love her selfie. Mm-hmm. Making friends with the Asmat tribes in New Guinea. And it's like her taking a selfie with like a bunch of, with a tribe in like traditional garb.
Here's her last year doing like climbing.
Yeah, this bitch. Dang. She's like way more active than I am. I'm so jealous.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, she's having the time of her life.
She really is.
Would she want to come on the pod? She's a lot of young friends.
Ooh, volcano.
I like that she's doing this alone too. Like she's like, don't wait for her. Yeah. Like, I'm single. I'm ready to mingle. I'm just going to go. I wonder if she's like one night stands on the cruises. That's what I want to ask her.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, like, is she fucking on these cruises or what?
Oh, yes. Oh, she is.
Well, that's it for this week.
That's all.
Here she is in Turkey. Wow, Rwanda, India. Good for you, Louisa. You're my inspiration to live a more adventurous life. Do one thing every day that scares you.
Yes, Eleanor Roosevelt.
Roosevelt. I think. I actually don't know.
Yes. Eleanor Roosevelt. Do one thing a day.
That scares you. Like podcasting for 3 hours on a Sunday. All right. Well, I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. All the news you can handle. So tune in to this channel. Everything you want to know about recent news and TV shows. Bimbo News. Powered by Acast.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.